This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Bruce, how are you, buddy?
Good morning, guys. Yeah, excitement here in Mesa, Arizona, as Justin Turner getting ready to join the Chicago Cubs. Commissioner in town yesterday talking to everybody. White Sox have their little news. Not much, but where do you want to begin today?
Let's start with Turner. What do you see his role as, and what do you see his contribution being? Is he a better kind of intangible guy than actual physical player at this point?
Yeah, that's a terrific question, because we don't know that. I think the intangibles we've talked about at length, even yesterday before he signed. The fact that he brings the idea of a playoff experienced guy, a guy that never gets rattled, can come up late in the game and win it with a pinch hit, maybe go in and DH against tough left-handers, 25, 30 times during the year. Be there for that big pinch hit at the end of a ball game, where Craig Counsell last year had to use Patrick Wisdom. He now has the gravitas and the player that's been there and done it in Justin Turner. So for $6 million, it's a lot of money for a backup player, but it shows that the Cubs are serious about having the extra men they need at the end of a ball game.
So, Bruce, Rob Manfred addressed the possibility of Wrigley Field hosting an All-Star game in 2027. I know this has been something you have been pushing for a very long time. What did Rob Manfred say that made you feel better or worse about the situation, and how, if it was at all, different from what we heard from Crane Kenny back at the Cubs convention?
Well, I think the fact that Rob Manfred addressed it and said the Cubs are doing what they need to do. So I guess people will say, well, what do they need to do? Number one, foremost, is security around the ballpark, okay? The security of having barriers. The Cubs have practiced that with part-time barriers throughout the last two seasons around the ballpark when the game begins. Number two, maybe it's 1A, and that is the mayor being on board for a big event in Chicago. Is this something that he wants, that they want, that they'll work together? I think number three is the logistics of rerouting Clark Street and Addison Street buses, two mainstream lines for Chicago streets. And where do these buses go when they're being rerouted during the All-Star week? It's not just the All-Star game. It's home run derby. It's an entire week of festivities. So how does that work for Chicago and the working people of the city? Those are the things that they're trying to tighten up right now before they get the game.
How close to that is, how close to fruition would that be? If they can get that done, is it a lock that they'll get the game? Is MLB looking at this and saying, yeah, All-Star game in Chicago makes sense?
Yeah, they want him there, and they want him there in 2027. that's the next opening for Major League Baseball. And I think, you know, if they can get some things tied up, I think Major League Baseball will announce that the Cubs are getting that game in 2027. I know the Cubs are keeping their fingers crossed. They want it, obviously. They haven't had it here in 37 years. There's seven or eight teams that have had two All-Star games already in their cities since the Cubs have had one in 1990. Cubs have only had three in history, you know, going back to 47, 62, and 90. So it's way above time, you know, 36 years. Mm.
It does seem odd, though, that the Cubs did have a World Series in 2016, and they don't have the security capability to host an All-Star game. I know that may be getting too far in the weeds on this, but it just seems to be a consistent obstacle that I think, I wonder, had they already cleared. The World Series went off without a hitch, Bruce. That's got to be convincing to someone.
Yeah, it is. And you know what? There's probably an All-Star game missing up until 1988 when they first got lights. Because when they started to make this game under the lights back in the late 60s, early 70s, you know, that changed everything. And Wrigley didn't have the ability to have that night game. So they probably missed one along the way. But again, it's more of a logistics thing. And security now compared to 1990 and the real threat of, you know, somebody, a terrorist or a group, something like that, you know, doing something to a ballpark. It's so much more real now than we were facing, you know, 35 years ago.
So, Bruce, we know the opening game in Japan, the first game of the season, technically, even though they're going back to training camp after the first two games, is starting Shota a reward for his season? Is it a nod to the reality of him and his homeland? Or what I'm asking is Justin Steele at all injured or, you know, damaged or, you know, peeved that he doesn't get to do it again? You thought he put together a nice run of starts.
As the Cub officials said off the record yesterday, it was a no-brainer. Yeah. Okay, I mean, here you have one of the surprise. Imanaga was one of the best pitchers in baseball, not the best Cub pitcher, the best pitchers in baseball. He was ignored as a Rookie of the Year candidate. Obviously, Skeens was going to win that, but you know, when your team wins 22 out of 28 games that you start, and you are as impressive as he is, you know, there was probably four games where he was bad and he got beat around. The rest, he was terrific. So I don't think there's, even if he wasn't Japanese and they didn't have a Japanese player, he would be starting. That's how good he was last year. And this one is, you know, Yamamoto against him, Dodgers, and the, you know, just the coming of age for Japanese players in Major League Baseball. Not just coming here, but being dominant players, some of the best players in the history of the game playing right now.
Bruce, how would you advise us to discuss, as we already have, the Vlad Guerrero Jr. news out of Toronto? He's entering the final year of his deal. The Blue Jays can't sign him. They basically have, he's now a rental player. If you're the Cubs, do you inquire?
You do, but you can't sign him and Turner, can you?
No, but that's not the question. How badly do you want to win this year?
Well, they want to win badly. I mean, it's a good question from that perspective. There's no doubt. I mean, he has a slug, and, you know, I think you could fit him in somehow in your salary cap. But I don't know. Are you going to give up three players for the 1 year of him? How much of your farm system are you willing to give up, David? You answer that question.
One everyday player, probably Bush, Horner, or Suzuki, and two prospects.
Okay, for one shot.
For one shot. If not now, when?
And a year from now, you won't be saying to me, boy, that was a really bad trade for
Guerrero. I might, Bruce, but you know what? You only live once. YOLO.
Oh, boy.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah,
I'm with you. I mean, look, by all,
well, his look was all, priceless.
The perspective.
I think it was the YOLO. That was what got me.
It's
the perspective is right. That's what they're doing, David. You're just responding to how they're going after Tucker, how they're going after bullpen help one year and out. It's a trend around baseball a little bit. I mean. You don't think the New York Yankees are going to pay him $50 million a year times 10 after 1 year of Goldschmidt playing first base
no
for
brainer.
The Yankees?
Yep, no
yeah,
brainer.
Yeah, I mean there'll be competition, but, I like the trade for 1 year. I don't like giving up a huge amount of inventory for, a player that's pretty good in Bush. I mean, nobody really seems to like what he did last year or can project him that, his improvement's going to be linear. It's hard to do that, but he was a pretty impressive player for a rookie year.
Great stuff, Bruce. Thank you, buddy. Always fun.
Thanks, Bruce.
Up.
Guys, have a great day.
You too.
That is our guy, Bruce Lafine. We're going to get to Chris Chelios. We got to talk to Chelly. We're going to have him break down this game for us. Very curious to see how Chris feels about a chance for the U.S.
He's
to
been
win
on the
tournament.
Ice representing his country in
yes,
the biggest of
has.
Moments. He can
yes,
relate
he
to that intensity that we're going to see
yeah.
on the ice Thursday night.
And does he believe that there will be some fisticuffs in this one starting early?
My sense is Chelly probably loved that.
Yeah, I bet he did.
I bet he did.
He's old time, old school.